Hey there, podcasters. It's Andrew Perella, producer on Something Wild. Thanks again for downloading and listening to the podcast. Just wanted to remind you that NHPR is in the midst of its June fund drive, and we're asking those who listen to our good programs to chip in a few bucks to help pay for them and make them all possible. So $5, $10, whatever your budget will allow to support the work that Chris and Dave and I do every week. We've got a great piece this week. We're going to be digging into porcupines and what make them special fauna here in New Hampshire. However, as an additional incentive, everyone who makes a gift to support Something Wild before Saturday, June 16th, will be automatically entered into a drawing to win a trip for two to Washington, D.C., our nation's capital. It's 4 nights, 5 days to go to some great free museums. You can check out the National Zoo, the National Cathedral, the National fill-in-the-blank. There's so many things to see and do in Washington, and you could be there if you're our winner, but you can't be our winner unless your name is in the hat. And you can do that by just chipping in a few bucks. NHPR.org to make your gift. And thanks very much, as always, for your support.
This is Something Wild. I'm Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon.
And I'm Dave Anderson from the Forest Society. We've got a prickly subject on our hands today.
Prickly, huh? Sounds like a porcupine.
It sure is. They're often seen, but not often heard.
I've seen quite a few of them lately, mostly along the roads.
Well, porcupines are pretty numerous because their only real predator is the fisher. They specifically seek out porcupines.
Those guys are adapted to take down a porcupine? That is one tough critter.
Yeah, but fisher numbers are down. So when fisher numbers are down, it would make sense that porcupine numbers would rise.
So coyotes are another important predator in the state. How do they fit into this equation?
Well, there's also a lot of coyotes, and they compete successfully for prey, including choice fisher food like snowshoe hare and grouse.
Do coyotes eat fisher?
No, but they're eating fisher foods, and there's no shortage of coyotes.
And coyotes don't go for porcupines.
Right. On my wildlife camera, coyotes will be feeding on apples, a porcupine shows up, and all the coyotes kind of back up with their tails between their legs.
Hey, man, we don't want any trouble.
Right. Porcupines will saunter in, grab an apple or two, and then just wander off.
And the coyotes won't bother them at all.
Nope. They have the good sense to stay away.
Gosh, it's strange that dogs don't have that same sense. People with dogs spend a lot of money at the vet getting porcupine quills pulled out.
Yeah, they have these little barbs on the end that makes them really hard to get out.
I heard they shoot their quills at predators. Is that true?
No, that's a myth. They have soft fur mixed in with those sharp quills that lie flat on their back until they feel threatened. Then the quills stand up. They don't shoot, but they easily detach when touched.
So I should just stay out of their way.
Yeah, sure, but they're not aggressive. You know, in fact, porcupines in the springtime come down to our pasture and they eat like a spring salad of dandelion greens. And we'll go out and sit down right next to a group of them and hold a little quill pig rodeo.
So what are porcupines doing right now?
Whatever they want. There's plenty to eat. Leaves, bark, grass, ferns. They're active year-round. Have you ever been hiking through the woods and seen a hemlock tree that's completely misshapen?
Well, sure.
Well, porcupines go back to the same tree generation after generation. It's called the station tree, and they chew through the bark, setting back its growth.
And all these porcupines make a fantastic feast for fishers. They're talkative little guys, aren't they?
Oh, yeah. And they're especially vocal during their autumn mating season.
Uh-huh. Hey, how do porcupines have...
Ugh, that's such an old joke.
All right.
Well, if there's an interesting creature muttering in your backyard...
That'd be Dave.
Let us know at somethingwild@nhpr.org.
And you can subscribe to the show on your podcatcher of choice, whatever that is, so you never miss an episode. I'm Chris Martin.
And I'm Dave Anderson. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR. Every letter just got into a car and, like, drove off the page. I think we should start with Sounds Like a Porcupine all over again.
Okay, okay.